welcome everyone to another episode of Thinking Outside the Box. We're so excited today to have a special guest here today, Tony Warburton. Tony, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, I know we get you 2 years in a row. Well, fraud, October's Fraud Awareness Month, so this will be coming out right before then, and I guess this is going to continue to be a problem, right?
So, job security.
Job security, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Tony Warburton. I have been with Platte Valley Companies for almost 6 years.
Wow.
I'm the BSA and fraud manager. I've been in banking, though, for almost 20 years, so been in it for a while.
You have, for sure. Well, thanks for being with us today. Instead of doing our usual drink, we're doing something a little different. We're doing a fall treat. So Nick, who's our digital creator on our marketing team, his wife made these adorable cookies. The sugar cookies that she free-handed the design on them. So he's posting a picture so you can see him up close. So we're going to taste a cookie instead of having a drink. So.
Cookie.
These are cute and they're so good. Thank you, Sandy.
Good.
Okay, let's get started. Okay, first question. How are criminals using AI to commit fraud more efficiently or on a larger scale?
So just like how we use AI in our jobs, it's just something that makes it easier and more efficient so we can do things on a grander scale. And that's exactly how criminals are using it. So they're getting in there just like we would with AI and being able to create whatever they want through AI. So they no longer have to be the experts on check fraud or the experts on mass calling or creating fake websites. They can just have AI do it all.
I know. You don't have to be intelligent. You know, I mean, you have AI do everything.
Yep.
So that's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And the verbiage is so much better and it's harder to detect.
Yeah, and that's the problems that we keep running into now. All the things that we used to be able to say, we'll look for these red flags on an email, look for these red flags for bad grammar or for bad language. Well, now it's all, AI can make it all better.
Yeah, it makes it all pretty. So then it's really hard to detect. So, okay. Tell us about generative AI, how it's used to create more convincing phishing scams and emails and those types of things.
So they can use it to copy the company logos. They can make it sound more professional. So just like how you use it to clean up an email and sound more business-like, so can they.
Yeah.
Takes out when, you know, back in the old days of Google Translate, where it sounded like a really bad translation of really bad English. Now that's been taken away. So it's a lot more convincing. They can make their messages feel a lot more personal.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't sound like a robot speaking to them. It sounds, they can make it in a different passive voice or active voice. And so it's a lot easier for people to fall for them.
Absolutely. And what are some tips to try to catch those things?
So the biggest thing is if they're wanting you to take action right away, if they're that sense of urgency or do it now, or your account's been compromised, your loved ones have been kidnapped and are being held hostage, if there's any sense of rush or urgency or emergency, they're trying to really motivate you as quickly as possible so that you don't have time to think.
Yes.
So that you don't have time to verify, because that verification is the best defense against AI. Anytime that there's anything that you see that causes you to go, take the second to verify that. Anytime that you're even on the fence if something's AI, I mean, anymore. I look at stuff a year ago and I could flag all AI, you know, those. Now I look at stuff that's AI and I'm just like, I fell for the bunnies on the trampoline in the middle of the night. I don't know if you saw that. But there was an AI image of bunnies jumping on a trampoline caught on surveillance. And And it was captivating.
Right?
So it's those kind of things of verifying, double checking, going back and looking. For people who have scams, those send money now or make a payment here, or you had a warrant out for your arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to send money to this company to pay a fine so that you don't get arrested. If you stop and call somebody, or, you know, if you're told that money's coming out of your bank account, calling another person, calling the bank.
Yeah.
Just taking that time to verify, because the money is going to be gone. If it's real, it's going to be gone, and the bank can help you get it back. But if you send it out, then you're absolutely out of luck.
Well, and there's so much trickier now. They can copy your voice and then call your loved ones, mm-hmm. and have it sound just like your voice and your voice patterns, and so much scarier than it was.
Yeah, there's so much that they can do with it.
I can't get over it. So, yeah, and like you said, if you question it, get off the phone and call the bank, or encourage the customers to do those type of things. That's one of the best defenses.
Yep.
So, okay, great. Well, the holidays are coming. We know scams rev up because the holidays are coming. So do you know of anything upcoming we should really watch for holiday-wise, or what you anticipate?
So the things with the holidays always are people are busy, people are distracted, and so they're more likely to just hit the links. Yeah. They're more likely to just send the payments. Maybe I did forget to pay my electric bill.
Yeah.
They're more likely to just run through it and not think.
Yeah.
Gift card scams are usually pretty big around the holidays. So just that confirming who you're buying from, the hot new toys, be careful of those hot new toys,
uh-huh.
Cause that's another scam that is kind of a legitimate, where you're getting that ugly crystal mug that you think you're buying something, but because the AI photo is so convincing, but what you get is this nasty little tchotchke. Or I've heard of people thinking they were buying a pool and they get a package of socks. Those are the kinds of scams that can also happen.
And the usual, right? Like if you start getting your package arrived at the wrong place from FedEx and those type of things.
Yeah, the UPS does not know. UPS barely knows my address. They don't know my phone number. There's no way they're texting.
Yeah. And asking you to click on a link. Mm-hmm. So do not fall for those type of things.
Yep.
So, okay. Any other holiday thing you can think of, or?
Just kind of stay in. Yeah.
Stay aware. Okay. That's great job today. Anything else you want to add that we didn't touch on today at all?
No, I think just if trust, but verify on everything, even, things that we see online, things, news stories, charities, just always being aware that who you're sending money to is actually who you're sending money to, and who you're dealing with are actually who you're supposed to be.
Thank you so much. Just a reminder regarding Ambassador Club, and not just Ambassador Club. We'll do the last one in Scotts Bluff, but the rest will be different locations. We're having fraud awareness seminars for Ambassador Club, and we have some of those open to the public. And Nick is posting for us the schedule of where those will be at. So if you can encourage customers to attend, we'll have some really important information that day. And Tony is one of my partners in that. So thank you so much for doing that again. Okay, fun question of the day. We can't. Here we go. Let's see what it is. Maybe fun question.
What is the grossest behavior you are willing to admit? I can belch very loud.
Can you?
Yep.
So competition.
Quite embarrassing. Yep.
Let me think. I guess, I bring my tennis shoes to work and I bring socks to work to walk on breaks, and I keep the socks there all week. I guess I could say that. And then I take them all the other week. So I guess that's gross behavior, right? Kind of. Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much. I think that's it today. Nick, thank you, wife, for bringing us beautiful cookies. And stay tuned for our next episode. Thanks for watching and have a great day.